Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, a Red Wave feed store employee saw that glass on the front door of the business had been broken, and she contacted the sheriff's office. Sheriff's deputies responded to the business, and the employee reported that a glass jar, which had $50 in hospice donations, had been stolen, as well as several flashlights worth nearly $300. Law enforcement could not locate any suspects in the immediate area, and the store manager estimated that it would cost $1,500 to replace the front door. The Humble Bay Municipal Water District appointed Eureka resident and attorney Neil Lott as the new board member for the Division 1 District at their special meeting today. Lott, who was one of three candidates who applied for the position, will replace Caitlin Saposi Belknap, who resigned to relocate in Sacramento. Lott will officially be sworn in at the Water District's regularly scheduled meeting on April 14th, and he will finish the rest of Saposi Belknap's term through December 8th. The Division 1 position will be up for election on the November ballot. The California Highway Patrol will begin their 7-day statewide bone marrow drive on Saturday to support Officer Keith Metter of the Santa Rosa area, who is currently being treated for bone marrow cancer. Donor registration drives will take place at over 30 locations across the state, including Eureka, and that drive will be held on March 16th at the Northern California Community Blood Bank on Harrison Avenue. CHP Officer Cy May provided background on Officer Metter, who was initially planning to donate bone marrow for a young girl before he was diagnosed.
This officer had been in the blood marrow organization on their list to see if he's a match for somebody for quite a few years. Turns out he was a match for a young girl somewhere. And when he was given some marrow, they found out that he, in fact, has marrow cancer as well. So he was trying to save somebody's life and found out that he's ill.
Officer Metter is an 18-year veteran with the California Highway Patrol, and he was diagnosed in 2014. Three HSU faculty members were honored. Dan Squire has more.
Humboldt State University has honored three faculty members with the school's annual Distinguished Faculty Award. Professor Alexandru Tomescu, a professor of botany and biology, received the Outstanding Professor Award, and he is praised by students and colleagues for successfully integrating research into classwork and lectures. Professor Noah Zerbe in the Department of Politics received the Outstanding Service Award for his work on the school's strategic plan and as president of the Academic Senate. Lecturer Lauren Cannon from the Department of Philosophy was given the Excellence in Teaching Award for his work as a teacher, scholar, and advocate for social justice.
Thank you, Dan. We turn the clocks ahead on Sunday morning for daylight savings time, and that means it's a good opportunity to check the operation of your smoke detector and change the batteries. The Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association wants to remind residents that smoke detectors save lives and that having a working smoke detector in your residence is the best way to be alerted to a fire so that you can safely exit the structure. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The sheriff's office released photos of two men who robbed a storage unit at Shelter Cove around 1 o'clock Wednesday morning. The two men are wanted in connection with the robbery of at least 25 storage units, and sheriff's deputies reviewed the video with employees Wednesday morning. Numerous items, including several firearms, were stolen, and you can view the photos of the suspects and their vehicle at the sheriff's office website. Last month, Eureka police arrested four gang members in connection with the murder of a 14-year-old boy. And on Tuesday, Eureka police arrested two men and a juvenile with suspected gang ties at the Econo Lodge. During a probation search, officers confiscated firearms, meth, and heroin packaged for sale, and three pipe bombs in the two adjoining rooms. District Attorney Maggie Fleming said that while gang activity fluctuates in the area, it still remains in the county.
I think what you see is sort of over time, sometimes we have a spike in gang marking throughout the county. I think right now you would say it's more prevalent in some neighborhoods in Eureka, and then it might die off for a year or two, and then it'll come back up. But yes, we do have ongoing gang activity in Humboldt County.
In a separate operation Tuesday afternoon, the Eureka POP team and other assisting agencies searched five houses in Eureka and confiscated cocaine, meth, and heroin packaged for sale, along with three firearms and $18,000 in cash. Dash. Three men were arrested and booked in connection with that investigation. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.